A young Airdrie man who was found not criminally responsible for killing his mother in 2022 while in the throes of a psychotic episode was recently granted more freedoms. Alexander Thorpe was found not criminally responsible for the January 2022 killing of his mother, 48-year-old Melanie Lowen, by reason of a mental disorder. Before being arrested, Thorpe showed up at an Airdrie car dealership nude, except for a gold cross around his neck, covered in blood. He told police and EMS officials that he was told by Jesus to kill Satan who had taken over his mother's body. After his trial, and the NCR ruling, he remained at the Southern Alberta Forensic Psychiatry Center, and was previously granted more freedoms in October 2023, including supervised trips to Calgary with staff or a responsible adult. Thorpe appeared before Alberta's Criminal Code Review Board on June 21 of this year, which ruled he is now permitted to have supervised visits to Winnipeg for up to a week to see family. Reportedly, Thorpe can also live in a 24-hour supervised group home in the Calgary area, and is planning to return to post-secondary education in the fall. The board reported Thorpe to be in full remission from bipolar affective disorder, but was still suffering from PTSD and OCD. He is not ready for an absolute discharge. Other media outlets reported he expressed he is content about his progress and is committed to lifelong treatment. Family members appeared before the board expressing a desire to have him travel to see them in Winnipeg. While he must be supervised by an adult in Winnipeg, he is allowed to travel unsupervised if by air, according to the board. According to media reports, the board stated his risk of future violence causing serious physical harm remains high. He did not request an absolute discharge. As he transitions to community accommodation, a full warrant remains in place to allow the treatment team to act preemptively and recall Thorpe to hospital at the earliest sign of medication no compliance, decompensation or management problems.